Hey Bob, how's it going?
Hello.
Bob, what's going on, man?
Who is this?
No, my bad. Let me back up a second. This is Ewing from Next Chapter, and we just took on an assignment to help some investors buy another pool company. They already bought one last year, and AquaPros came up on the list of desired, you know, targets. And so I'm just calling to make a match and see if that's a conversation you want to have.
Oh. Right now I'm in an extremely busy time. You know, we're putting in pools and opening pools and everything. And I guess I've had two or three guys make a pass at me, and they've made offers that were unacceptable.
Yep.
And I just don't want to keep wasting time, you know, paying my accountant and stuff to do this nonsense.
Well, I can tell you that I'm a former business owner myself. I've sold my own company. So has my partner. Between the three of us, we've got about 18 of those under our belt. And I felt the exact same way as you, the first four offers I received. What I learned now being on this side of the house is the ultimate way to maximize and get a fair deal is when you get multiple buyers to the table at the same time. And you can play them off of each other. And that's what we're really good at. I can totally empathize, especially during busy season for a pool company. You probably don't want to take 10 of these meetings, you know, and or even two a week because you just got too much going on. So we take those meetings for you and qualify. And when we bring somebody to you, they're already in your range and they know that you're, you know, firm about it before you even get on the phone. So multiple options for us to do that for you, including options where you pay us nothing unless somebody bothers you, and you pay us a little something to dedicate some time to your account, and less if somebody buys you. We give you both options to let you pick. Again, because we're a business owner. So, you know, if you want to hunt together and, you know, don't want to pay an engagement fee to do that, but you you definitely want to get competing offers, then, you know, we have a model for that. So,
yeah. I guess, like I said, the other thing is most folks, what they want to do is just, they want to, first of all, they got to get you to a business valuation, and I don't need that. So, you know, right now you caught me at a bad time because I'm really, really busy.
Yeah.
I'm working as I'm speaking to you and getting ready to, where do you live? Where are you from?
I'm from Mississippi. But I live in Scottsdale now, Arizona.
Uh-huh.
You're probably East Coast time, so it's probably after 5 for you. Why don't we talk maybe tomorrow or Monday at a time that's a little more convenient for you?
Tomorrow, I'm going to be taking some time off. I'm going to the racetrack at Virginia International Raceway to practice my race car, but tomorrow won't be good. And Monday, you could probably call me after lunch on Monday. That would probably be fine.
1 or 1:30 better?
Yeah, somewhere around there would be fine, probably.
Okay. What kind of car are you racing?
I have a late model. Actually, I have two late models. I run one on short track, and I run one on road courses.
Oh, that's awesome. I went to my first two F1s in the last 18 months, and I got hooked on the experience. I also am a big fan of NASCAR. The Indianapolis 500 is a one of a kind. Well, look, I know you're busy. I can hear it in your voice. I just put a note to myself to call you back at 1 Eastern on Monday.
Yeah, that sounds good.
All right, Bob. Look forward to it.
Thank you. Bye.
Yep. Take care.